shut up. Just shut up.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
Lamination of the women?
I thought he said lamination.
The Linux Link Tech Show. The Linux Link Tech Show is on.
You are like lamination.
The latest in GNU Linux and technology. An hour of insightful guests, you know, tech info, and playful banter. Free software, free speech, open source, open mics.
Like the Pepsi generation.
From the Linux Link Tech Show studio, here are your hosts, Dan, Alan, Pat, and Link. Link it up and link take it away.
Take it away.
Away.
To laminate the women.
What's that?
To laminate the women.
It's Lemon Nation. Like a Pepsi generation, only not with lemons, you know? Right. Lemon Nation.
I thought enclosing in plastic, maybe.
Lemon
yeah.
Nation.
Or lemon
lamentation
party.
Of the
see
women.
The Lemon Nation of the women.
Do you know what a lemon party is, Alan?
Is that like a Dirty Sanchez?
No. Google it, Pat.
It's like a Dirty Davila.
That hurts.
Dan's dying.
Dan is definitely like sick over here.
Anyway, hey.
Which we'll all be this way by next right, week,
we'll,
I'm sure.
We'll all be like this tomorrow. Welcome to the Linux Link Tech Show, episode 96.
Is it 96?
96. It is 96, isn't it? 96. Pat?
All day.
Pat, confirmation from Pat says it is indeed
96,
episode
wow.
96, which means we are dun, dun, dun,
Pat,
four away from
right
100.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Dan, you question my manhood, man? I'm questioning your manhood. I'm calling you out.
I
question his humanhood.
You don't see me downloading that shit.
I didn't download it, man.
Dan's porn collection.
Yeah,
here.
Just show it up one day.
No, it's lemonparty.org. You can all look at it.
Yeah, what'd you find out about that?
He was looking for that
exactly.
Kind of thing. He was like, yeah.
Lemon.
That's really, really
disgusting.
Offensively disgusting,
that's
actually.
Disgusting.
All right, episode 96 on this wonderful... The hell day is it anyway? It's
Wednesday.
August
10th.
Yeah, August 10th. That's right, because my wife's birthday was yesterday, actually. And my daughter's birthday's tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday all around.
Yes.
This wonderful Wednesday, August 10th, 2005. And, you know, I should know that because I have my webpage in front of me, and that actually
and
has the
date
right
is
in front
on there,
of me.
Yes.
Yeah, the date and the time, so I can hardly stand it. But, anyway... What's going on with the rest of you guys this week? I know Dan's sicker than hell, but...
Who made that intro? That one that sounds like a professional did it.
It was a professional.
Yeah, who?
I don't ride to look through my email. I can look. Maybe I can find it. Maybe.
All I know is I'm...
I don't know,
I'm,
but
I'm,
if I do that, someone's going to... Someone else has to
I'm going
to
order a link this Richard Stallman t-shirt from Linux Format.
Yeah. Me and Ricky.
So he can burn it?
No, so he can wear it when we go to interview him again.
I am the number one fan.
I'm your number one fan.
Just call me GNU Link.
Well, I got my MythBox up and running.
Cool.
And more or less all works on it. The Hopping Glooge or whatever the hell.
Works.
The card you saw me, sold me works very well.
Hopping Glooge.
Yeah, the Hopping Fresh Dough card.
Hop-hog card.
What, yeah. What distro did you use?
Slack.
Okay.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, did not go the
easy way out.
Pat way with the thing.
Fedora.
I compiled it all myself.
Oh, good for you.
On it. Pretty much like the only thing I'm not working right yet, and I think I know why I realized last night, was the transcoding isn't working yet. And that's because
you're
there's
not
a
supposed
Damien,
to use it.
There's a Damien that runs in the background that does that.
Damien.
On a Damien. Yes.
Is his
Damon.
Name Omen?
Yes, Omen. But but anyways, I think that has to be running in order for it to transcode stuff on it. And it's not picking up commercials yet. It's not flagging
not
the commercials. So I have to figure out why that's happening, but
the
other than that, and realizing the fact that there's absolutely
nothing
fucking nothing that I want to record.
Nothing lately.
Now, I mean, well, there is on Wednesday night, tonight, on Wednesday nights, there's the new episodes of Ghost Hunters are on Sci-Fi
that's right.
Channel.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
good.
Actually a pretty good show.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to record those tonight.
I mean,
it would have been on.
Like, they're stupid, but they're funny stupid, so.
Tripping the Riff.
You watch that?
See, no.
That's crap, man.
I watched the first couple of episodes. In fact, the one episode that I gave you, you remember that we got that like off the internet or something? This was like a pre-
Yeah, that one,
the pre-sci-fi series
one
episode.
Or something like that, yeah.
That was really good. And then after that, they just, you know.
I sort of laugh at it myself. Because like, all I watch anymore is cartoons. Because like normal TV sucks.
There,
and I'm tired of watching it.
And there you have it, Alan, going through his second or third or fourth childhood or something.
You got to record those episodes.
Maybe just the first one.
Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers.
You realize how fucking
crappy
they are.
The only thing I will record on is Battlestar Galactica.
Exactly. Twiki, that's not very logical.
Bitty, 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 bitty.
But I got to turn down the file sizes as well because it's doing like 2 gigs an hour
Ooh.
On it, which is pretty huge.
No, that's for...
That's normal.
That's for your...
Yeah, that's the default one. Yeah, I'm going to turn it down to low. And
see, now if you use my little script that I gave you, you get the nice little file, and it's what? Just
well, yours is 600, but yours doesn't run with this card.
Oh, I know.
So I have to run with that card.
I got to give you a different...
there's different scripts, but if you got one, I like it.
Different script is like 350 megs for an hour.
You can open up the TV with them player with that card.
Really? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep. So yeah, you should be able to. You run V4L2. Right up, should open it right up.
Yep, it works.
That script
should work. Okay, well, I'll have to play around with it. Like I said, I just got it up and running over the weekend, so I've just been making sure that it actually records.
You can even set up mPlayer to work with the remote.
But now you have two cards now, right? Are they both installed?
No, only one's installed right now.
Oh, I see. I see, because I was going to say, like, you could have, you know. I wonder if you can do that. I wonder if you can set it up so that you could, like, watch two TV shows.
Oh, yeah, you
at
can
time.
Put more than one tuner in there.
We had this discussion.
Pretty cool.
But right now, I think eventually it's going to migrate over to its own myth box.
Yeah.
It's the way to go, man.
On it closer to the TV. But, I mean, for right now, watching it off of the monitor and shit, that works pretty good.
That's what that plug is perfect for.
Yeah, yeah. Although getting the IVTV drivers was a bit of a pain in the butt because the readmes in that are attached with it. Yeah. They say, you know, configure, make, install. Well, they forget to tell you that you've got to go and get a file from Hopping, whatever the thing, that has the drivers in it.
You're using the Windows driver, Dale?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only way it seemed to work for me.
I didn't do all that crap. I did the easy way, and I installed Fedora Core and the Jared's how-to.
Well, I actually found this information off of a how-to from a guy that did it on a Slack 9.1. And pretty much the instructions hadn't changed a whole lot, you know, except for getting a newer version of the driver. But other than that, it pretty much worked real well.
Cool.
That is new.
Myth away, man.
Yes, myth away.
And I have been this week. Actually, I've been. It's one of the things again. I've been so freaking busy again this week. But the good news is, like, I'm getting towards the end of the big PHP project I've been working on. And the little time that I have had this week, I've actually run into some really cool, like, video casts. Techie kind of video casts, video blog, video show kind of things on the web. And some of them are really, really cool. And I've had to check a few of them out, you know, that's resulted in a couple of extra late nights for me hitting some of their video episodes. But a few of them that you guys would probably be interested in is like Dignation. Okay. There's all the ones that I've been watching are this, right? There's System. Dignation, The Broken.
From the Shadows?
Yep, From the Shadows. Hack.5, which is really good. Command and Go Open, which I run across, but then after that, one of our listeners actually emailed in and mentioned it too. And all of these, you know, of course, most of these in particular, and also Infonomicon, you know, we can't leave them out because the guys have been river cool.
Isn't there a show also from South Africa? Somebody
Go Open. Yes, it is.
How is that?
It's really good, man.
I got to check that
out. It's really good. You really should check it out. And what I'm going to do is while the rest of you guys are talking and stuff, I will take the links and slap them up in the chat log on IRC. And, you know, go and check them out. And in particular, I think system, the ones for System Dignation and The Broken, that's all the same length. And Hack 5 along the sidebar have some links for some other shows. And there's a whole bunch of other ones, too, you know, that I haven't even had a chance to watch yet. And stuff about games and stuff like that that I probably wouldn't watch, but I'm sure some of you guys would be interested in. So I'll put the links up. Follow the links. Check out their sidebar links when you get to the pages. See what you think. I found them really entertaining. In fact, one I was watching today was, oh man, was it, I can't remember whether it was The Broken or it was Hack.5. I think it was The Broken. Anyway, this guy filled his old laptop up with thermite and lit it up, man. It was hysterical. Filled a drive bay with thermite, and he, you know, they were talking about, oh, how to make your laptop secure. If you think somebody's going to come and steal your data, you just, you know, fill your drive up with thermite and press this button. And it was pretty funny, man. It was cool.
Boom.
But, yeah. It didn't boom. It just burned really, really hot, well. Right?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, nice white flames and stuff. But I'll stick those links on there. And, you know, for those of you with a good broadband bandwidth, by all means, grab some of these and check them out. I think the most any of them have is like 5 or 6 episodes so far, so you can catch up pretty fast. And it's cool, you know, cool geeky video stuff. I like it. And that concludes this message.
Did the air conditioner give up the ghost?
I don't know. I don't. Are you getting anything from it?
I'm not getting anything over here.
Not really.
Because I can't tell if it's just me being sick or... I'm sitting right next to them, so I'm like, okay.
Well, I switched my main desktop distro this week.
Yes, that's right.
If anybody reads the forum, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Basically, you know, I got rid of my my hotpot card. I sold it to Alan. So there was no reason to keep Fedora Core 3 on my machine. So, you know, I thought about maybe going to one of the Debian-based distros, you know, maybe Ubuntu, Mepis, or... one of the others, and Judlin, who's one of our listeners, recommended Canonix. Honestly, I never really heard of Canonix before, so I downloaded the ISO, you know, installed it. Actually, it's a bootable disk that it comes with, and it runs pretty well.
Depends on whether you run Dell or not.
Yeah, well, Dell's, you know. if you run, you know, fairly new hardware, it runs really well, man.
What you say, man?
It's a nice live distro, but the best
it sure is, man. It runs faster than anything I've ever seen.
But the best part of it is when you install it to your hard drive, you get a really modern, up-to-date Debian Unstable that's actually very stable. It's got all the latest and greatest. There's a real extensive list of applications that could pre-bundled with it. OpenOffice 2 Beta comes with the latest version of KDE. The version of KDE is smoking fast. I've never seen KDE more responsive on any distro, and that's the truth. Some of the other applications you get...
Is that like the latest KDE kind
of
thing?
Yes, the most latest one. You get, Skype. You get... I posted on my blog, you know, a pretty good rundown of what are the applications you get. And it has MP3 support right out of the box. Now, one of the big things about having all these applications is you save a ton of time not having to hunt them down and install them. They're all on there, and they're all working already. There was a handful of other applications that I installed myself. Flash, for instance, wasn't set up. You know, no big deal. Some multimedia stuff, Kino, Cinelara. You can use all the regular, you know, Debian repositories for you know, packages. I did a dist upgrade, and it upgraded all my packages without any problem. In fact, the default install came with X-Free. When I did the disk upgrade, it upgraded me to Xorg. No problems, no burps, nothing. Ran real well. It's super fast.
All by itself. Yeah, that's the way it should
and,
be.
And I'm really liking it, man. It's a really nice distribution. Like I said, KDE. I was going to go to one of the lighter desktops, like XFCE or Ice Windowmaker, one of them. And the KDE was so fast, I was like, you know, I don't have to.
Fluxbox.
You don't have to, man. It's really fast.
Fluxbox. Not because you have to, because you want to.
Yeah. it's basically it's basically built on Nopix, the live distro portion of it, and the hardware detection piece of it. But he's gone out. The guy who developed this guy, and his nickname is Kano. It's a German fellow. I forget his real name, but you can go to the forum there, and you know he's on there all the time. You can go to the chat. The people there are pretty friendly. I actually ran into our old buddy Al C. on there. He's into Kinetics now too, and Judlin, of course.
On the chat or on the forum?
On the forum. And
better rush on over there then.
Yeah, he posts on there.
Did he say that Kinetics sucks?
No, he really likes it.
Wow.
He says he keeps his old Slackware, you know, box is still running, but all his new desktops he runs Kinetics, and I think it's fantastic, man. But
how do you really feel?
Yeah, don't hold back.
We want to know.
I think it's great, man. I think it's better than Ubuntu. It's better than Mepis. That's my opinion.
I just can't believe that. Like, it must really be good because, you know, Pat has been talking about this freaking myth box of his for a year now straight without even a breath. And now all of a sudden it's Kinetics. So it must be wicked.
It's nice, man.
It's got to be the shit.
Does Kinetics have its own repositories?
Or yes, it does. What it is he has a repository of the pieces of the operating system that he's updated and enhanced himself. I think he's done a bunch of enhancements to KDE because I've never seen KDE so responsive and quick on anything. Okay, so he must have done a bunch of hacks, but he claims that the distribution is 100% compatible. And
meaning that what you can use a regular Debian apt-get repository.
Absolutely,
right?
If you go into the app sources list file. You know, which points to all the different repositories.
Right.
All the Debian repositories are listed in there. All the main ones.
No, they listed after his stuff, so like it goes to his repository.
Yeah, it goes to his first. So it pulls off of, you know, the things that he has on there first, and then.
Yeah.
But like I said, like I installed Kino, Sinalero. You know, I use regular Debian repositories, and no problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
One of the other cool things I noticed was, I know Judlin's mentioned it a couple times on the forums. Is this thing called Click? I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. It's not specific to Kinetics, though Kinetics is one of the distros that it's built into automatically. It's this, when they were building Nopix, they created the applications to use this compressed format. So when it's running off the CD, the applications run very quick and it installs very easy. Well, what these guys did was they made it so that you're able to use these compressed applications and just pull it down the binary and run it off your machine. So I believe they say that Ubuntu can handle it, Mepis, as well as Lynchspire. And I tried a couple different ones for Click. I tried Adobe, and I also tried Lynchspire Elphoto.
What?
Elphoto from Lynchspire, you know, the photo application.
Elphoto.
So you can check out that. I posted a post in the forum about it. But Kinetics is fantastic, man. I'm really, really liking it. It's super fast. It's super up to date. You know, all the packages are very fresh.
Here's a question for you. What's the hard drive install like? You can install it right off of this. Like Pat went and burned us some CDs.
Yeah, you could basically it's
a live disk. You do the hard drive install right off the live disk.
Yeah, you fire up the live disk and you open up a terminal window and you just start off the script. And it opens up a GUI, you know, a little GUI thing, and it'll basically from start to finish, the whole thing takes about a half an hour. So in a half an hour time, you have a really modern, ultra slick Debian.
Now, does that download a whole bunch of packages off the net while you're doing the hard drive install?
Absolutely not.
Everything's already on the CD.
Yep. And then you can go and do an update after that to get, you know, updates and everything. That's what I did. And, you know, that takes maybe another 15, 20 minutes to download and install everything. And you get all the updates, you know, it upgraded, you know, Firefox to Windows 6. And it's really, really nice, man. I like it, like I said, I like it better than Ubuntu, and I like it better than Mepis.
Does it have SMP support in the kernel yet?
Good question. I don't know. You could check out the website.
Good. I could have told Kent to check out the website, too, but I thought I'd ask you.
I don't have much of a process.
Now, did you try installing GNOME on it yet?
No. I'm not into GNOME. Yeah. This is my preference. If I was going to go to another desktop, I'd go to one of the light ones. And it does come with XFCE and Ice Window Maker on there. And people on the forum, I noticed, they were talking about Fluxbox, putting Fluxbox on it. So that's not that difficult to do.
So when you install it, and you, does it have Synaptic with it too, or is it
by default? No, I went out and I picked that up.
Okay.
Now Synaptic is a GNOME app.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, I
what's the what the KDE one is what?
K packages.
K package.
Craptic.
No, it's not K. It's a Synaptic offshoot.
Oh,
what the hell is it?
Kopaptic.
No, that's what you need, man. I'm telling you.
I went and I pulled down Synaptic because I'm familiar with that, with all the other distros I used. And it's fantastic, man. I really, really like it.
Corkhouse says Kinaptic.
I don't think it's Kinaptic. I thought it was. It's something like that.
I mean, what else did I install? GRIP, you know, for ripping music CDs, which is a GNOME app. It's actually a GTK app, but Kino, Cinelera. I still got to install a couple other applications, you know, compile, because there's no packages for them. Nothing major, but it comes with Skype. I mean, really, really fantastic.
Yeah, it's Kinaptic, as Gorkon aptly pointed out.
Kinaptic.
And the fact that it has MP3 right out of the box is a big deal.
Hell's frozen over.
I don't know if that there's only a couple of distros that actually do that. Linspire's one.
Slackware.
Mappus, I think.
Slackware plays MP3s.
Slackware does.
Now.
The now last, or no?
The last version,
no?
No, ever since I can remember, man. Since Slack 7, it's played MP3s.
Yeah, but not a lot of them do that, though.
No, most of them do not. Most of the...
it's a pain, you know?
Excuse me.
It's a hassle.
You know what I think it is? If you really stop and think about it, like MP3 support, the Linux distributions that don't have native MP3 support are the ones that are corporately backed.
Right, because legally they can't.
Like Red Hat and those kind of things, and Mandrake, Mandriva, whatever the hell it is now.
Debian's not corporate.
Yeah, but it's not a free code.
Yeah, but Debian was, they had this software Nazi problem for a while.
Yeah, it's not free,
so.
Not free, so.
And they're not as bad now, but they used to be.
Yeah, it's, you know, from what I read,
it used to really piss me off. Now I can actually almost get Pine as a package through Debian now, so that's cool.
Canonix is mainly this one guy with a few other people. And he supposedly he's very good with the hardware side of things, and he's very, very good setting up, you know, all the scripts and everything. Now, he has a bunch of scripts that are coming default in one of the directories where you can go out and build certain things and adjust, you know, certain applications and install and configuration. Judlin had posted it on that thread that I started about it, and he went into detail about it, and he posted a link to these scripts that the guy can all set up.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Judlin posting on the tech show forum,
ladies
the
and
coolest thing.
The Judlin show.
Yeah, the Judlin show. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, he has a show dun, now? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we're talking
no,
about
No, the right coolest here. Thing it's happened. Dan actually like did something this week, and he put, I don't know if it was this week, really, because
I
don't pay
him.
Attention.
He's only been there for like 3-4 weeks.
And he's got an RSS feed for the tech show forums. And I just found it this week. I don't know when Dan could have had it there for a year, for all I know. But I just found it this week, and I installed it. And I'm telling you what, that is like the coolest thing in the world. Now I don't have to search through the forums all the time. I can see what everybody's
all
talking about.
Greatest.
And it pops right up in my RSS aggregator, which I do look at periodically during the day while I'm working.
Did you like my tinfoil hat?
Yes, I did. I like the tinfoil hat thing. That was pretty cool. It's not tinfoil. He's using like some kind of mylar or some kind of crap.
That's scary shit.
Dude, if you're gonna do a tinfoil hat, man, you really need to have tinfoil.
Well, that's a shield to prevent aliens from doing mind control.
Well, you know what? The tinfoil works good for that too.
I use the mylar on my window at work, so it's like, you know, keeps the aliens out and the sun.
And the sun. Yes.
Good deal. But
since they're too cheap to buy me. Anything other than paper coverings for the windows.
But props to Judlin, man. Thank you, Judlin, for recommending Canonix. I'm really liking it, and I recommend anybody else to check it out.
Yep.
You can download the CD. It's bootable. And if you like it, man, give it a shot, man. Install it. It's half an hour. You got the whole thing installed.
And you're saying this is the stuff, man. This is the most up-to-date.
I think it is, man.
Debian stuff.
Thing. And if there's anything that's Wicked not up to date, do a disk upgrade and get the latest and greatest, man.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. All those applications pre-installed save you so much time. I mean, any of you know you're building your box, it takes time to tweak it and configure it. A lot of that's taken care of by this.
What I want to know is, you know, this is so wicked fast, and I want to check it out, man. I want to know why I can't boot it off my freaking laptop.
That's a good question. But Dan was saying that the latest versions of Nopix, certain laptops are fuzzy about it.
It's
right
like
there.
My laptop is just, you know, the more I piss with it, the more my laptop is just feeling really slow.
I'd try and boot it on my laptop, but we're not getting anywhere with that.
I'm feeling modest.
Going, yeah,
I got a good
feeling
slow
his age
machine
kind of, I'm thinking maybe damn what? Small Linux on here.
I went to my dad's this weekend, and he's got a fairly new Dell. I don't know, maybe a 2.6 gigahertz machine. And the Windows that he had in there, man, holy crap, is it getting slow. So I popped in the Kinotix CD, and it was like night and day. So I told him about it, and my brother was there, and we installed Adware and Spybot Search and Destroy. He had over 100 100 spyware entries, over 100 of them.
Oh, that's nothing.
And he had a Trojan horse, too.
Is that all?
Yeah.
He must be on a dial-up.
No, he's not. He just went to a DSL.
Ah.
So it's only a matter of time till he tells me, you know, he raises the alert. So I got that Kinotix CD. We're waiting to go.
Yeah, man.
Do it. I did some work for a former teacher of mine on Sunday. She called me up, asked if I still did computer stuff. So I drove over there. I looked at her box. It was an old Gateway Performa 800 running Windows 98. And something got hooky with Office. So I just ran the Office repair, and it was fine after that. You know, I looked at this thing, and I'm like, just like, you know, my husband's always complaining it's slow. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, when he goes to download...
Porn?
No, porn. When he goes to... retrieve his email and, like, open up a spreadsheet that he emailed himself from work, it takes a long time. And I'm like, well...
Like, when your old teachers would tell you that her husband was downloading porn. You know what
it was. I'm like, you know, it's going to be slow because you're doing that on a dial-up connection.
Yeah, that's a given.
But everything else, it was fine and responsive. And I'm like, you know, the only other choice you have, you either stay with this computer, or if you go out and buy a new one, I said, right off the bat, I recommend Apple. If you're not going to run Linux, I recommend Apple. But if you're going to go out and buy a new computer, you're going to get Windows XP. And she said, if we're going to do that, then I'm probably looking to get in DSL. And then I'm like, you know, you're going to get DSL. You got to get the spyware. You got to get, like, the firewall.
Virus.
You got to probably get a router in between there, antivirus out the butt. Said, you know, if you want to invest all that money into doing that, that's what you're going to have to do. Or stick what you have and suffer with how long it takes for the dial-up to download a few minutes. Because they were, instead of downloading the file to the computer first and then opening it, they download it right out of their email, open it right out of the email. So, I got to say, I mean, they were running that thing, and there wasn't any spyware, wasn't any viruses on it or anything. It's an old Windows 98 machine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not going to run, you know, if you're going to run Windows 98, it's a little less of a threat than XP, I guess.
Could be people that just moved on.
They moved on.
That, you know?
Yeah. The virus threat has moved on.
Well, they've already had, what, two viruses for that new...
Vista.
Not Vista, the command line.
Oh, really?
Shell, that Windows shell.
Their Bash ripoff?
Yep.
They've had... Are you kidding me? All I've seen all week long is posts about some other exploit in the latest service pack crap that they have open. What did he... Some kind of service pack that they just released, or some big bug fix release, or some kind of crap.
Might do the bug fixes. Every month.
I keep seeing it all week long. You know, it's popping up something Windows big something release, and you know there's a bug here and there's a.
Does anybody care anymore? I mean, we're like, I know you guys are admins, but you know, me and Alan are just.
I'm an admin, but I don't even care. You know what I mean? I chop my network down so that the Windows machines can't get out. And if they can't get out on it, they don't really get any bug, because I don't let anybody install anything. So they can run fine on a regular intranet.
You ever have a virus go crazy?
Yeah. Mostly mail stuff. Have people that, you know, get something in their email and it propagates and starts sending off 95,000 emails to everybody in the company. Yeah, that's always cute. Those are the same people that want me to release my administrator password on their system so that they can get... They want to upgrade their stuff.
Like you're going to do that. Oh, the other thing about Canonix is that there is a version for AMD64. They do have a version.
That would be awesome. As soon as I get an AMD64.
I don't have one.
To try it on. If you have a spare one you'd like to loan me for a while,
yeah.
Well, please contact me. Well,
what I
want to
find out
show.
Is the where's the Windows dumpster so we can go pick up some spare boxes.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I keep waiting to see all these people. You know, they keep talking about that on RSS feeds, too, about all these people are just throwing their computers out now, just throwing them away. 300, 400 megahertz, 500 megahertz boxes. I want them, man.
I want one, yeah.
Where the hell is the dumpster that they're going into? I'll take it. You know, I will take it.
Interesting screensaver there, Dan.
Uh-huh. That's an old one.
Stop so, looking at my screensaver.
So, Dan, what do you got running on that box? Is it Ubuntu? Was it Debian? What
it's
you got
Ubuntu.
And how do you like Ubuntu?
I haven't had any problems with it.
I'll stick with it then.
I'm interested in checking out Canonix. That's the problem. I really like Slackware. I really like Debian. I wish Debian was a little more current than like
Canonix.
Than it is. And I what was I running before? Was it Sid? That's
Sid's unstable.
Unstable.
Yeah.
But they don't have Xorg in Sid.
Well, Canonix you can get.
It always sounds like you guys are talking about a crazy uncle or something like that. You know,
punk
Sid.
Band.
Yeah, Sid's unstable. You watch him, man.
Sid Vicious.
How you doing, Uncle Sid? But, I like tater tots.
Canonix is very up to date, man.
So you know that's why I went to Ubuntu because I liked Ubuntu on the PPC and.
I would keep it, and I would call it Bob.
That's right.
It's tough.
In there,
I mean, they're all
love
great.
It, love
but is how compatible is Ubuntu to the Debian repositories?
It's not.
Canonix seems to be. Seems to be, you know, what they claim. 100% compatible.
Maybe I'll have the one. And you got Transcode, right? And Cinelera, you said?
Yep.
Well, maybe I'll have to try it out.
Kino?
See, I got...
Here we go with the distro wars again.
Yeah. VLC?
At this point right now, I've been strictly Ubuntu. Maybe it's time I wiped out that Debian partition. And now my Slack is all old on there. Maybe I'll wipe out the Slack partition and try Canonix.
Forsaking Slackware.
The horror.
No.
The horror.
That's right. I forgot to do my upgrades while I was over here.
Slow down.
I can't believe I'm hearing Dan talking about whacking Slackware. Oh,
you
my.
Got. I'm not running Slackware anymore. I'm all Debian now.
Oh, you're punk. I'm running Slackware.
Slackware.
It's me and Alan. We're holdouts. I love my Slackware.
Slackware's solid, man.
I love my Slackware. Which is probably one of the things I really have to do to this laptop here, because I'm only running version something. What is it? Let's see. Anybody know how to tell what version Slackware you're running? Come on, you guys should know this.
What do you?
How do you tell what version of any software,
any
Linux you're running? What? How do you tell what version?
Well, you can get the kernel from what is that?
No, you can't tell shit from the kernel, man.
Yeah, how do you tell from the kernel?
How do you tell what version of the OS you're running? What version of whatever?
Well, I'm reading it off your screen here, so it doesn't count for me.
Yeah, only doesn't count for you. Come on, does anybody know? Does anybody know on the IRC chat?
On the chat line.
I'm going to give you. This is a really pertinent piece of Linux information because let's say you go somewhere and you have to fix somebody's Linux box and they're running, you know, they're running. All right, say Slackware. They're running Slackware. You don't know what version it is. Is it up to date? Is it not up to date? How many versions past is it? You know, can you? Is it so damn old that you can't even run Swarehead on it to update it anymore? What the hell's the problem? How do you find out? And they're all saying, you name dash A. And the answer is no.
Nope. Your name is for the kernel.
Try typing in you name dash A and see what you get. It doesn't give you the version of the operating system. It gives you kernel,
yeah.
But not the version of the operating
you
system.
You can do cat issue.
get issue?
That's not necessarily true either, because some people rewrite or overwrite their Etsy issue file. All right. All right. I'll give it to you because you guys are all spazzing out over here. In every distribution, there's a file in the Etsy directory structure that tells you what version of the operating system it is. Slackware, it's Etsy Slackware-version. Debian, if you do Etsy / Deb something, it should pop right up for you. Does anybody check that on your system over there, Dan, and see if it's...
What are you on? Slackware machine?
It's not on Ubuntu. Yeah.
Etsy what? Try Etsy U something. Try Deb something.
Nope.
It's in there. I know damn well it's in there. I haven't seen it before.
Nope. It would be LSB release. Okay. Standard base release. The Deb version says 3.1, but USB LSB release says distribution ID Ubuntu.
There you go.
5.04.
Mm-hmm. LSB release?
They all have a file in the Etsy file system that will tell you what they... There you go. Dean says Etsy Red Hat release. Carl says Etsy Debian version. There's one in every single distribution I've ever run into. Actually, a lot of them are Etsy Debian version because there's so many Debian-based, you know, distributions out there now, and quite a few of them don't change that. Don't change what to call it, what they call that file.
Seems all the new distros are all Debian-based.
There's quite a few of them, yeah. I mean, those Debian guys should be pretty damn proud of themselves, I'll tell you.
Now, my Debian says, Debian version says testing / unstable.
Okay.
Well, that's Ubuntu. It's a mixture, no?
Yeah, Etsy Gentoo dash release.
Debian.
There you go.
Not on my Debian version.
That's how you find out what it is. And
all the little known files that one ever looks at.
A lot of people say, that's the first answer I get from everybody, too. They always say, uname.
Uname will tell you the kernel.
Uname don't give you shit.
Just a kernel.
It tells you what kernel you're running.
Colonel Sanders.
Yep. But,
Colonel Pye.
That's what you want. And there is probably your big Unix / Linux information. Well, Linux anyway. Big Linux information for the night.
So was that 10 minutes worth of Linux?
Was that 10 minutes
I
worth
think
of
it
stuff?
Was.
Time to close.
And we don't want to, you know.
Done. We're going to banter now for the rest
we don't wanna,
of the show.
You know, we don't want to freak anybody out by talking about for longer than our allotted 10-minute time span. Yeah, something.
So what are you guys running? Anything interesting lately?
Running as far
running
as
his mouth.
For what?
Anything,
you love it, don't you, Dan?
Anything new and interesting?
So my eyeballs are sweating.
Mine too. I'm dripping like over here. We're gonna have to.
It seems like every once in a while there's like a cool shot, and then it dies off, and then a cool shot comes through.
I don't know. My microphone cord is pretty long here, and I think I'm gonna take the damn thing and hang it out the window. Just stand up there for a while in the alleyway, and then I can smoke and talk, and maybe it'll rain on me and cool me down. I don't know.
Well, you know what you have to do is you have to bring that wireless one over.
Yeah, I got a wireless one. We could just go hang out on the porch, man.
Yeah, we'll bring my stand down and just stand around the stand
like the lug radio guys.
Lug used to do that.
Why, they only have one microphone?
They have mics now, but they used to all use one and pass it around.
Aren't they about to take their hiatus?
They are. That's another piece of news I was going to say. I think they're tonight or last night recording the last episode for this season of Lug Radio, which would mean that they would have it out, was it Monday or Tuesday next week when they do their release?
Yeah, next week.
And that's going to be the end of their season. But I don't think they're not taking 8 months off like they did last year. I think it's only going to be like a 2 or 3 episodes. It'll be a month, you know, something like that.
Month and a half or something.
And, but you know what?
For summer
guys,
holiday.
You know what, guys? You can just keep listening to us.
Yeah. We'll have to cut a new promo.
We never go on holiday.
Yeah, you can keep listening going, to us. We'll still be here.
You know what? I had a couple things I wanted to talk about, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. But I did want to, I've been wanting to mention something all the past couple of weeks.
Let's hear it, man.
Hit it.
What happened to the Linux box?
Yeah, that's a good question, man.
Nothing. You know what? I even called up, what's his face's home number? Yeah, I called up Sean's home number, at least the number that was listed in his DNS records. And I got no answer.
Voicemail?
So, yep. No, no, nothing.
Nothing? The phone
rang
disconnected?
Off the wall.
Just kept ringing.
Phone just rang and rang and rang. I have no idea what happened to the dude. I hope he's all right.
Yeah.
Maybe so I tried emailing him.
Really
effing
busy or something like that.
I emailed him months ago. Nothing.
The domain's still active.
Yeah, yeah,
the domain's still good. Still and up. Like I said, I called the phone number and nothing. It just sat there and rang and rang and rang. So nobody knows, man.
Somebody.
I used to work. Last place I worked, I had a guy who was in a situation like that, just suddenly disappeared. On it turns out he was doing 7 for cocaine possession, but
that'd do it. You know,
I had a story like that too in one of my.
No, but
jobs.
This guy's phone is still ringing. You know what I mean? So
his did for a while too.
We had a guy who just like didn't show up for work for like literally 6 months, and they didn't fire him. Okay, finally the guy.
How do you not fire a dude?
Good question.
Show up for 6 months.
Finally, he shows up and he says, you know, I was going through the divorce, blah blah blah. Meanwhile, the people at the company were like sending him wires, trying to call him, leaving him messages. He only responded after we packed up all his crap in boxes and sent it to him. So he comes back. He's back maybe a month. Then all of a sudden, he does it again. And this time, he doesn't come back.
Maybe he's dead.
So they terminated his ass. So 6 months...
With extreme prejudice.
So about 6 months later, they got a notice in the mail. The guy was suing the company for discrimination, he was claiming. The case eventually got, you know, completely thrown out of the court. You know,
see, and then
the
weird thing happens is Pat's like late for 2 minutes and they just fired him.
Get out!
I've only been fired one job my entire life. I was working at Save on Drugs, which was like a pharmacy that used to be around.
Save on Drugs.
we always try to do that.
I've heard these stories before, Save but on. I don't think your listeners have heard.
Save on. And I was maybe 15 years old. I had tickets for a concert. I asked the manager for the takeoff, okay? Initially, he told me yes, and then he turned around 2 days before the concert and told me I had to work. So I called in sick, and then he fired me when I came in the next day. That's the only job I've ever been fired
from. What a pussy. Now, you probably could have sued him.
I was 15 years old, man.
You prick, I'm going to take you for all your money.
You know, there are certain names that drugstores should not name themselves.
Save on.
Another one is Happy Harry's Discount Drugs. That's down there in Delaware.
Ah, there's Genovese.
Funny dude.
CVS.
Yeah, but Save on Drugs.
Yep.
Save on
that
drugs.
Was a chain that used to be around like New York and Jersey. You used to see them.
Hey, if you're a hobo with a low income, Save on Drugs.
So the Linux User Show is now the GNU Linux User Show? Is that what I'm hearing?
I didn't listen this week.
You know what? I saw that too, and I think that's because they're going to have RMS on there.
You think so?
Yeah.
You really think so?
I'm pretty sure that's what... I could have swore I saw something about that in RSS feed today. Someone's having RMS, and I bet it was them. That's why they call themselves the GNU Linux Show.
I don't know. It sounded like it was going to be a permanent change.
You got to have, you know...
Well, it's permanent
Ricky,
until he's off the show.
Yeah, Ricky got to have his fix there, you know what I mean?
Well, if we do go up to the Linux Expo in Boston next February, we should pop on over to the Free Software Foundation and interview Richard Stallman again. And you could be GNU Link, and I could be GNU Pat, GNU Allen, and GNU Dan.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to be OS Link.
And Link will have his RMS
that's
t-shirt
good
on.
There, OS Link.
OS Link.
OS Link.
And you know what? That sounds so damn good, I might have to release my own freaking Linux distribution now. You know that?
You can.
OS Link.
Damn small. It's pretty easy to re-author
with
this.
OS Link. I could do that, man.
It's not that hard to do your own bootable distro.
That's pretty cool. No, I just, you know, I'll grab like Debian Unstable. And I'll change the CD so that it has, you know, Etsy OS Link dash version. And that'll be it. And I can release it, right? OS Link.
And you'll put Bash Potter on the
Yeah,
on
and I'll
the
put
fold.
Bash Potter on it. What the hell, right?
It's just going to boot up and run Bash Potter, nothing else.
Auto-configure.
You know what I saw today that I thought was pretty freaking cheap. They have this new program out called, what the hell is it called? Penguin TV. I think that's what it's called. Somebody hit it real quick. Penguin.
Isn't there that movie that just came out about the penguins? That's like the number one movie.
This is a podcast, video cast aggregator. Let me look. P-E-N-G-Y-N TV. Penguin TV. It's an aggregator. Right here. Here we go. And it's probably not the one. I probably won the other one, didn't I?
Dead air.
I can talk about Canonics. I'm gonna be the in-house Canonics fanboy.
He's got a Canonics dildo in his butt.
since we're Googling here, do you guys ever Google for webcams?
No.
I love doing that. There's this site, opentopia.com/hiddencam.php, that like this guy like every hour or so just like runs a script that Googles for all these different webcams and puts like pictures up that you can click on and go to the webcam. It's rather interesting.
Did you find any nudies?
I haven't found nudies yet, but you know, you can like I'm sitting here now looking into these people's houses.
The wife is going out to Wawa. Do you want anything to drink?
I'll buy around the Slurpees for everybody.
All right. if he's buying, I'm taking. All right, yeah. Anyway, it's Penguin TV. I just found it, right?
Big cherry Slurpee.
PenguinTV.sourceForge.net. And I'm not going to put it down in the IRC chat because I don't really care if you go there because they piss me off. No, listen.
Whatever Pat's getting in the water.
You want Slurpees? Slurpees all around?
Sure.
Cherry or Coke?
Coke for me, man.
Cherry.
Coke.
Cherry.
Thank you.
What this is, right? Penguin TV, it's a graphical...
No Coke, Pepsi.
Yeah. It's a graphical aggregator for podcasts and stuff like that. You know, it's a pod catcher, I guess, that does podcasts and other media files. And what it says, until now... The only solutions for listening to podcasts on Linux have been clunky apps and unreliable bash scripts.
Oh, I received.
What a freaking, what a cut that is.
What a plot,
man.
Fight.
Someone finally had the guts to step up and tell
that's
the truth.
Not only is that a cut, but that's the biggest fucking lie, you know? I mean, if you're gonna do something like that and you say you don't like the bash script because, you know, because you have a directory structure, you have to look in or whatever, and he does mention that too. Down, oh, you're gonna navigate through the data directory structure. You know, if you don't like that, fine, that's not your bag. If you want the little pretty gooey thing, fine, do it. But
I gotta Google this.
Don't fucking lie,
talk shit, man.
And you know it is talking shit. Talk shit and say that the bash script is unreliable when, you know...
Runs like clockwork.
My bash script has not only been reliable, it's been the only working, continually working client since podcasting started. So bite me.
I've had repeated problems with it.
Have you? Such as?
Not at all.
Just beat a bug.
Nobody has any
problems. I've never
had a problem.
The only
people
that
have problems with it are people are too freaking dumb to set it up.
What's this?
Penguin TV.
PenguinTV.sourceforge.net. I mean, the app itself looks pretty cool, and I would probably have given it a try, except I actually read the about Penguin TV thing on the side where he cuts down Bash Potter. I mean, he doesn't come out and say, like, Bash Potter.
But he's insinuating.
But he says, you know, he says what does it say? It says unreliable Bash scripts. And to my knowledge, like, the only one, I've been the only one. Well, there's been a lot of people that wrote stuff off of Bash Potter, like different versions of it. But they're pretty much Bash Potter centric. Is the Bash script
even Leon's, which I use, is pretty rock solid, man. I haven't had any problems with it.
But
with the pretty kiddie GUI,
yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, because, you know, he built a nice little GUI on top of Bash Potter, so it works,
man.
Right?
Yeah, no problems.
It works.
Oh, things you got to compile, a big deal.
And I run that little BP GUI thing, which is not nice. It's not as pretty as his, but it does what I need to, you know.
Same thing underneath the hood.
But and you know what? But unreliable, dude. I have never had a problem, ever. But that was
I'll have to check it out. We could do a review on one of the episodes coming up.
Telling you what.
I mean, we'll be honest.
Look at Gorkon. Gorkon's bash potter, unreliable? No fucking way. Right on, Gorkon.
Did I just hear someone go ape shit?
I think your wife is downstairs threatening to kill one or more of your children. Something going on. Rah, rah. Anyway. What are we going to talk about? You know, things are getting pretty quiet around here, man.
I got...
You guys go to the lug meeting last night?
Dan's got stuff to say, but he just can't say it.
Did you guys go to lug meeting last night?
Nope.
I actually did.
I didn't go either.
I felt worse before when I got out of there. That was a pretty good lug meeting.
I wanted to go, but like I said, my wife's birthday was last night, and I took her out to dinner. So
where'd you go?
We went to...
You could take her out to dinner with us.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. I suggested the lug meeting. She said no, so... No, we went to the...
He says went to steakhouse. Was there.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but you could have taken her there.
Went to the Outback, mate.
You like Outback steaks?
I love this
stuff,
man. Is
that
the
one on 33?
Yeah.
I haven't been to that one.
Outback Steakhouse is awesome.
I like the Bloomin' Onion.
I just like their steak.
Yeah, you just feel your arteries closing up at that one.
I'm still young.
I like their steak.
Was it good?
Big piece of meat. Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
I used to get the pork chops there. They're, like, huge.
It was awesome. I keep looking at that at the menu going, you know what? I bet they're really good, but they're like, $15, right, for two center cut pork chops or some kind of crap like that?
It's, like, 14, yeah, but you get, like, two. You get, like, a pound of pork chops.
Well, I haven't seen them yet, so. But I know what I go there
they're
and I
really
get, the,
good. They're
I get
really
their
good.
12-ounce, like, Outback special steak thing, whatever it is.
Tonight's Tech Show sponsored by.
Alan, you live down the road from me. Do you notice that a Carrabba's materialized overnight over by the Palmer Park Mall?
My wife was there at 4 o'clock on opening day. She dragged my mother there.
His mother and the cardboard cutout of...
and Tim McGraw.
Speaking of which, she's coming to town pretty soon, isn't he? She going?
Yeah, he's coming to the Allentown Fair, right? Or something like that.
Motley Crue is also playing that.
Together?
No.
They're opening for
We know where Allen's going
to
be.
Thankfully, all I have to do is go to the fair. I don't actually have to go to the show. So I'll get to watch the freaks at the Allentown Fair.
You know what my next concert I'm going to? I'm going to go see the Wiggles at Wilkes-Barre in 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
And you guys bust on Tim McGraw.
I would love to see the Wiggles.
I'll take the Wiggles any day over Barney, man. Leave it at that.
I've never even seen the Wiggles.
Hot potato.
Cold spaghetti.
When you point your finger and do the twist. Did you hear that one yet?
Oh, you guys are just. You guys are sick.
If you got little kids, you know what
really
the hell we're talking about.
I don't know what the hell they're talking about. My daughter's 12. I had to endure Barney and then. What were the other. The stupid. What the hell were they called?
Rugrats.
The ones that used to yell, faggy, what the hell?
Teletubbies,
that's what they, man. That was the most brainless freaking,
They have these other ones out with the Oobahs or something like that? That's pretty annoying.
Man. I forbid my wife to play that crap while I was in the house, because that was just
If I had any children, they would be slightly demented, because I would not show them those things.
Yeah, because Alan watches this shit by himself.
Do you think they're going to be tailgating at the Wiggles concert outside the arena? What do you think? Keggers?
We're like showing them anime. This is cartoons. Watch this.
Yeah. Single moms.
MILF?
You know, I... Do you know the guy who, oh man, what was his name?
Sorry,
who
was I'm a little
on
slow
Blue's
there.
Clues? The guy who was on Blue's Clues.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He went to Allentown College or DeSales University over here.
Oh, really?
So my father-in-law's wife knew him, and they've done interviews, I guess in an interview a few years after he was doing the show.
I know where you're going with this.
He said that. You would not believe
the amount of women he gets.
The amount of single moms that come up and and hit on him because of the show.
I believe it, man.
It is.
He probably gets a lot of tail. Those MILFs.
Unbelievable.
Hey, man, we're not 20 years old.
How the show degenerates, man, so fast.
Just wait if we can get Wi-Fi at the go-go bar,
man,
now.
It's not even a degeneration. It's if I sit down in a chair and you guys start talking and go... 5 minutes, man. Speaking of concerts, if I even get to get in here before the pornos are playing on Dan's computer over
and this
there
week we're talking
like
about
that.
Kids programming.
Speaking of concerts, you know, Alice Cooper's in on August 23rd or
how
something.
How much are the tickets?
I don't know. Like, probably 30.
I might go to that.
But Queen is going to be in with Paul Rogers.
Queen? Who the hell's singing?
Paul Rogers.
Paul Rogers is singing with Queen.
Yeah, Paul Rogers singing with
I don't know if that works.
Well, regardless of whether you think it works or not, they're going to be in New Jersey. And I was going to see about getting tickets. They're between $80 and $120.
Concerts are so ridiculous nowadays, man.
And I was like, forget that.
The days of the $20 concert with five different bands are over.
That's ridiculous. U2
is like $100 the cheapest tickets, I think, the last time I came around.
There's nothing that U2 could do to be that would be worth me paying $100 to see outside of setting Bono on fire.
Okay. And even then, I'd question the $100.
I would pay $100 to see that, but I want to see the skin drip off, man. It's got to. I don't want to see, like, you know, it's not a special effect thing. I want to see the man on fire.
Link, you're very angry tonight.
Batman drives me crazy.
He doesn't have a Slurpee, that's why.
That's right.
Slurpees are very wanting. We need them bad.
I wish Guar would come around again.
Guar.
I wonder, I'm going to look them up. Whatever happened to them? Are they still on tour?
I think I hear them every once in a while on some of the college stations.
Oh, speaking of Guar, I was checking out Pat's weblog.
I was going to mention that.
I was checking out Pat's weblog.
Star Trek bands?
And I'm looking down through. Funny, he's talking about the Star Trek bands. And there's this band called Stovacore.
Klingon death metal band.
Which is a Klingon death metal band. It is so funny. Holy crap. Funny. I downloaded some of their songs. And the one song I was listening to was really actually pretty good. They're
really
singing
heavy.
Really heavy. And they're singing the whole thing in like Klingon, right? And the guy's like, rah, rah, rah. It's just, no, really. We gotta download that and play.
And the other band was Warp 11.
Let me
good.
See if I can find it. We'll download it and play it real quick on the channel.
Warp 11 is really good.
I didn't even listen to their stuff, but I listened to Stovacore. That was hysterical.
Guar is still on tour.
All right, I got to find
Stovacore. The reason I saw those bands, I saw Trekkies 2 recently, and Trekkies was really good. The second one wasn't as good, but the first one was phenomenal. But
I don't think they're going to mind if we play something.
Probably not.
I can't imagine.
They're not signed or anything. Warp 11, I think, is signed to some independent label. You might have to get permission to play their clips. They only have small clips.
Yeah, but I mean, Stovacore just like gives you the MP3 files. So I'm sure that they don't mind if we, you know, we're not making money off of this stuff.
No, play a little 30-second clip.
Not making money off of this stuff. And hey, maybe somebody else besides me digs Klingon death metal and won't download their shit.
Let's do Stovacore, man.
I'm good. I'm down.
Now, Stovacore is like Klingon Valhalla, right?
It was so cool, man. Life in Exile. That's what the song is. Let me download it.
It's funny, man. And then they have a little audio clip, like an interview with them. It's really funny.
Do you have audio? The audio plug there?
No. I'll put it on the server and Dan can grab it.
Okay.
Something.
Funny stuff. But there was one point that was in Trekkies 2 that people that walk around with Star Trek uniforms are considered freaks, while someone who's wearing, you know, a football jersey or a baseball jersey is considered normal.
I consider them freaks.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah.
Alan, we know where you're
at. At least you get some kind of, you know, good morals out of watching Star Trek,
right? All the time.
Right? Yeah, no, really. So you can glean some moral respectability out of watching Star Trek.
Oh yeah.
Can you get a moral lesson from watching anybody in sports anymore? Hell
bunch
no.
Bunch of cokeheads. Steroid
Hell
freaks.
No. Steroids, coke, raping women, you know, a lot of that going on now, by the way.
It's Transformer.
More than meets the eye.
There's a new Transformer show out now.
There's a movie coming out.
It's called Cybertron.
You hear about that?
Live action.
Yeah, live action movie's coming out.
A live action movie?
A live action movie. And there's a new Voltron cartoon
there's
coming
some
out.
Strange people, man. Voltron was a cool cartoon.
A new one
Voltron was a cool. I used to watch Voltron. But, like, the Transformers one I thought was kind of stupid. But did you know that Thundercats, I pick on my...
On DVD, yeah.
Thundercats season one is out on DVD, and I pick on my this guy I work with incessantly because he's a big Transformers fan and stuff like that. And I said, dude, what you really like is the Thundercats. And every day we, like, turns around, I go, Thunder.
Stovacore has been downloaded.
Thunder. Thundercats. Oh! He's hysterical, man. Funnier now.
I can't wait, man. I'm going to get that.
Are you going to get Thundercats DVD?
I am.
Mumbra.
Anyone else is coming out on DVD? Pirates of Silicon Valley. You guys?
Oh, really? I've seen that. That was
a decent
movie
with Noah Wiley and Anthony Michael Hall playing Bill Gates and Steve Jobs.
Well, we'll have to Pirates of Lehigh Valley that one. Give it to everybody who wants it, I guess. Okay, I got it. I'm gonna copy the file over.
Bash Potter has a illegal peer-to-peer client delivery system.
That's right. You can.
Link will be brought up against.
Possible to do that actually
by the RIAA
and the NPAA,
and they'll cite this show where he advocated piracy. And
yeah,
you know, haul your ass into court, Link.
Yeah, but I'll be like, dude, I told him. I said you should.
He's like, hey, dude, I told him no, man. But then he said, "Will you host it on my server?" And I said, "All right."
I told him no. We all begged Link not to advocate piracy.
We begged him not to do it.
And then he came with all these illegal movies and forced us to watch them. It was horrible. He threatened to kill him.
All right, Dan. We're at... It's getting close. My account on your server is called lowercase Stovacore or something something dot mp3, and it's there. We got to play these guys.
Some Klingon death metal for our fans.
Klingon death metal. It's really cool.
Our listening audience, for your pleasure.
You know what's even better? If you play it at, like, double speed. It's funnier than hell. Because then it's like Klingon death metal chipmunks. It's even better then. And they really get rocking.
What's the name of the song? Exile something?
Life in Exile by Stovacore. And you can find their, incidentally, I'll put the link up.
Restaurant in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'll put the link up on the IRC chat so you can find it. But it's at purevolume.com/Stovacore, and you get to see the picture of these dudes on there, and they're all dressed up in there.
Or you can go to my blog.
Klingon regalia, and they're pretty cool. Check them out. And they're all like laughing on the IRC. You got it yet, man?
Yeah, I have it.
All right, let's do it.
Wait a minute.
A little stove
do it.
I just want to make sure that when we play this, that the mixer isn't going to... It's not set too loud.
Here we go.
Man, try doing that shit with your voice for like 5 minutes. You have you gagging on the floor. Guys out there got to see Alan headbang. This is funny.
Headbang on Alan's half crotch.
No.
Yeah.
Slurpees.
The poor kids. Mine's melted on the bottom. Take it back.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, thank you.
Honey, when you go, when you guys leave, can you? His money is in the
straws.
Door of the car. Wrong. The well there. Okay.
Okay.
In the well.
And you also bought me a Gatorade, and I appreciate it. My service fee.
Awesome.
It's like the show has
just for the record, Dan's wife Slurpees. Is awesome because she got his Slurpees. So, Slurpees. Cool.
Slurpees.
That was a joke.
Slurpee break, people.
Cherry.
Brain freeze.
We're all grunting here. So like, man, can you guys
out there on the other end of this broadcast like tell that we're really, really digging these Slurpees? I enjoy them.
The reason why we're enjoying them so much is it's about 100 degrees in this room.
Oh, easy.
Someone posted a URL.
Dude,
chat.
This is a 32-ounce Slurpee, too.
What is it, a bull terrier that got into a row with a porcupine?
And lost.
I hope that wasn't a dog fight.
You know, I hope with all that he at least got some, chewed the ass off the porcupine or something, because that's a lot of ouchie.
Pretty nasty.
Oh. Poor dog. It's got to hurt.
Slurpee.
So what else will we talk about tonight?
Slurpees. 32 ounces.
That's the end of the show, huh? The Slurpee's coming, the show's over.
We got 20 minutes.
It takes you a while to get done with a 32-ounce Slurpee, you know?
20 minutes of sucking on a Slurpee. It numbs the throat.
Numbs the brain, man.
It numbs Alan's balls.
Well, that's because he's holding between his legs.
You gotta keep things cool around here.
Pat Slurpee has
he's melting the ice. Next week we're talking to the Linux Terminal Server Project people. That should be interesting.
Cool. cool.
I know Dan's interested because he's into, you know, education where he works.
Yeah, and they use a lot of that stuff for like school districts and stuff like that.
Speaking of school districts, did you see that story about those kids down in Quakerton?
The Cutstown 13. Cutstown,
I'm sorry, Cutstown.
Cutstown 13, or yeah. Cutstown, or however.
Cutstown. That's how they pronounce it around here, Cutstown.
All because they taped a administrator password on one of the laptops.
So they're bringing up on felony charges, man. That's kind of harsh.
Yeah, school kids, man. School kids that these guys are going to push felony charges on because they logged into a laptop using administrator password that the administrator left laying around. And they did, you know, what kids do. Like, they got through the filters and did unfiltered internet access.
Probably running Windows there, right, Dan?
All the unfettered glory that is. So now they have felony charges against them, and evidently there's a lot of people in it. This is, like, pretty close, right, Kutztown, to where we're broadcasting from. They have felony charges, and the community's rallying up to try and get these charges dropped against these, you know, young people. And, of course, you know, the administration of the school is saying that the hooligans deserve to get hung.
You know, they should be punished, but, like, felony is a little bit much.
I agree, man.
I think that the person in charge of IT there should
Before you guys start passing judgment, I'm going to clue you into a whole world that you probably aren't privy to. All right? And this is the whole K-12 academic IT
little
system.
Brats?
No. What you got to understand here...
it's Dan's running the show.
No. This is probably one of the most chaotic environments you could possibly work in. Not, you know, taking students and teachers and users.
I don't know, man. I work
picture.
In brokerage, man. That's pretty chaotic.
Well, when you work in brokerage, how many applications are installed per system? And typically in a corporation, how many different applications do they use?
You mean on a workstation?
On a workstation.
I don't know, maybe 10, 15.
10 or 15. We use about 30 or 40. And in one building, there's over 100 different applications that can be installed on a computer. You have utter chaos in these situations. Where they had said that in the article that IT staff at schools are awfully poorly trained, making it easier for students with even modest computer skills to get around security, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that to an extent today. About 5 years ago was the turning point that a lot of school districts, the IT staff was typically the librarian.
Yeah,
and they started rolling over into actually getting qualified, trained people. The downside to that is, you know, in a place where you have a couple thousand computers and utter chaos spread across what would be considered a WAN, you might only have a staff of two or three people to administer all these systems. Trying to keep this up, the systems working, which are typically, you know, they don't have a high budget, so you end up with computers that go on for 6 or 7 years of constant use and abuse. Trying to keep those running on a shoestring budget is near impossible, particularly when you're talking about a staff of two or three people.
Especially when they don't want to run Linux.
Well, running whatever, even with the Apple. So now, you know, given that environment, and this is, you know, in the elementary schools are not that bad. When you start getting into middle school and high school, there's a significant number of students who don't show the equipment respect.
Yeah, they abuse it.
Right. And, I mean, let's face it. You sit down with any guy who's over the age of 13 or older, put him in front of an internet-able computer.
You know what
they're
going
to do? What's the first thing
they're
going to start doing? They're going to start looking at cars, guns, and chicks. And that drives...
not necessarily in that order.
Well, not necessarily. Right.
You did work kind of sidestepping the point, though. These guys are not getting in trouble for hacking a computer. They're getting in trouble for getting through it by stealing somebody's password that they just left laying around, an administrative password.
Oh, wait, I'm getting
they
to
didn't,
that.
Like, it's break
just,
into
just,
it.
Just wait a minute. What ends up happening, okay, in these situations is a lot of school districts, in addition to having standard IT people, they have... teachers and in some cases students that are even designated to help the IT staff. And these personnel are usually privy to passwords. So when you try and get a decent password going in the school district, you end up having to relinquish that password to certain teachers or certain students on a case-by-case basis, and it eventually leaks out there. And we've had this problem ongoing for years in our school district, that we know that if we give the password out to unlock some of the security features on the system, in a couple of months, all the teachers are going to know it and start getting past it. The attitude by the administration is they want security, but they also want people to have the freedom to do whatever they want to do. You know, teachers be able to have the freedom to teach the way that they want to teach. And that's admirable and everything, but you can't have that. You cannot have security, you cannot have stability, and the freedom to do whatever you want to do with your system. Because that freedom usually ends up in installing applications like Gator, Gator-based applications, Weatherbug, downloading stuff from the internet. You know, and a student finds out that a teacher has their password
cool,
or whatever.
Cool web search.
You know, right on their desk next to them, they can learn it. They learn how to bypass the filters and security. It gets around. It's a tough environment. Now, 90% of the students, no problem. You got that 10% that muck it up for everybody. And the flip side to this, while we might all say, oh, God, why would they come slapping down on these students? Well, this is what happens. One, little Johnny bypasses the security filters or the web filters, starts looking at porn on the internet, right? Big deal, you say. No problem. Well, the next day, the principal's phone rings, and you have little Sarah, little Peter's parents all in an uproar that their kids are seeing porn in schools, and they want an answer, and they want it now. And then they start threatening lawsuits, and they go to the school board, and they go through all sorts of hassles. Is this the craziest environment that you can think of? We might say, hey, looking at a naked woman on the screen, big deal. Sometimes it happens, but you have really whacked out parents that'll take it to the limits and threaten with lawsuits and come down on the school's butt, the teacher's butt, any way that they can. You get a disgruntled parent in there, find something like this out, they'll take it as far as they can go with it, threatening the IT department, the administrators, all the way up to the superintendent. You know, we think it's harmless, innocent fun, but on the flip side, you know, you got to look at it this way. They got to manage this on a day-to-day basis. In addition,
well,
to
then
the rest
you know,
of the
but it's still that's no it's no excuse for the administration to be that lax.
No,
I don't give a
it's
shit.
Not.
Kids are going to be kids. You know what I mean? And everybody knows that. And everybody knows that if they can get a hold of the password, they will. It's the administration's fault. It's their responsibility to make sure that they run a secure environment. If that means that it's inconvenient for them and they have to change passwords once a day or twice a day, then tough shit. Then they should have to do that. And I absolutely agree with that, you know. I would do it the same way where I work. I mean, I have some people like that where I work, and they're just as childish as any 14-year-old, and they're four times older than that, you know what I mean? And you know, there are times when I have to run through and do a fast run and change all my passwords and lock stuff down in a different manner and block different websites and things like that. So,
well, they change. I don't think they were changing grades, man, were they? They weren't changing grades, though.
What?
No, they were like looking around outside on the internet and
felony charges for that.
We don't know the full story here, because I'll guarantee you, I'll tell you one thing right now. The full story is not released to the press, and there's stuff, because they're minors, they cannot release. On an ongoing legal investigation like this, there's stuff that's not in there. They also mentioned that the students had already been warned about this. I mean, we've gone through this at the school district, too, and it's a really, really, really touchy situation. And, you know, couple that with all the
crap. Okay, so you warn them about it, and they do it again, you suspend them, right? You don't, like, call the freaking, you know, stormtroopers on their ass. Come take them away.
But this is, they really
put them in
really,
leg irons.
You get really, really serious about this, because you just had said that they were able to get the administrative password. They were able to turn the remote viewing applications on to the people that were remotely viewing them. There's no, you know, and it's quite possible that they could have received, you know, to gotten other information by doing that. Other people's
sure.
information got into changing grades.
Sure.
And that is a serious, serious, serious offense.
Yeah, but what did they do? Did they shoot somebody to get the password, or some stupid asshole just leave it laying on their desk?
if they did it through illegal means, it's still illegal. The point of the matter is, look, this is a school. The school is there for the students to learn. That's what you're there for. You're not there to crack machines and break through them, regardless of what you want to say.
That's absolutely
true.
That's absolutely true, and I'm not taking the fault away of the kids did something wrong. They obviously did something wrong. Fine. Suspend them. You know?
Ban them from the computer.
Suspend them. You know, this is they're getting felony charges. This is the same kind of charge you would get if they raped somebody.
Yep.
No, not even if they raped somebody. If they're underage, it's very hard to get a felony charge on these people. You know, so maybe a rape or armed robbery or a killing, okay?
Kidnapping.
That's a felony charge for a minor. This is the same charge, same type of charge that they're applying to these people who, you know, went out on the internet unattended, unfettered by the school's firewall system.
Well, that's just the
tip of
the iceberg.
That's, you know, like Dan said, I'm sure there's more to the story that I don't know. But I cannot see in this particular case the punishment fitting the crime.
No,
unless somebody died. You know what I mean?
I agree with you,
can't believe it.
On the flip side to this, is you got so much pressure coming down on top of the school district and the administrators because of something like this. Pressure that, you know, they take it to the extreme. Because that's what they're kind of forced to do. I don't think that you should be bringing federal charges.
I
think that's ridiculous. But at the flip side,
there is
an extreme amount of pressure. And that's the risk there. It would be nice to give students laptops.
Expel them
stuff,
from school, you know?
But that's what they're doing. But you don't want to, you know, if you expel them from school.
You still have the
then
you district still has to pay for them to get tutored and stuff.
Right. I mean, and this is another thing is if you base your curriculum, you could say, well, take the computers away from the students, right? You could do that, but if the curriculum is based around the use of the computers, then you got a big problem because now you've taken away part of the curriculum from the students, and that's not allowed in the state, you know, in the education system. So now you got to design a whole other curriculum for those students, and that's an incredible amount of work. Or find some way that they can still meet the curriculum requirements using a computer, but not give them ones to take home. It's a nightmare. It's an administrative nightmare. And I think that you're probably going to see more cases like this until they work out some kind of balance.
So what
I think some people need to jump on the clue train. They need to start passing out some
tickets. Whatever happened with the school district where your daughter goes, Dan, with that guy who stole the licenses?
Well, what they did is they worked it out with Novell, and they're paying for the 2 years. That they were running the software and then an additional 3-year contract with them. So they pay me for 5 years worth of license. And that's what they're doing.
Are they going to Linux?
Man, oh man.
I don't know yet. We got to put together some stuff for them.
Well, we could talk to the Linux terminal server people and
that's it.
Dig their brains
yeah.
in what they're doing these days.
Yeah.
So next week, that's what we're going to be doing.
LDSP.org.
It's a good project,
go for
man.
That stuff.
It's a good project.
Read up on it before we get him over here. That way that you guys can ask us some questions in IRC. We can talk to him as we're going along. And we only
I just got the brain freeze. I got the brain freeze we were all looking for
tonight.
I got
a freeze like in the middle of my chest, man.
Feeling the sinuses, man.
And one of my teeth is like, doing thing. But that's we only got like we got 3 minutes left.
Now, actually, maybe I'll put together a better sauce because I wanted to talk about that thing this week, but I just feel like crap and I can't.
You can't scream the
he
way
does,
you
I
want
felt
to scream.
Him. He really does.
There's another thing, you know, I'd like to get that kernel guy on because there's some pretty interesting things that are going on in the kernel world I want to bring up.
What is he? He's a developer for SUSE, right? Kernel
yeah.
developer?
Yeah, he's...
Employed by SUSE.
Employed by SUSE, but he is a kernel developer.
Employed by Novell.
Yep.
Is he in Germany?
I don't know. I don't know
that
if
could
he's
be
in
a
Germany.
Problem.
He they could might... also be working here.
Yeah, they're in Boston, too, and now
right.
in Salt Lake City.
So. He was at OSCON.
That, yeah, you don't know.
Right, so
he could
I don't
be
know
anywhere.
Where he is. Oh, crap.
But that email address that he had was DE, Deutschland. So
right, SUSE.DE. But all their email addresses might be that from SUSE. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, well, sorry we didn't have more Linux kind of stuff to talk about tonight.
I think it was a rather Linux-y show.
Canonics. I'll say it again.
Technical kind of stuff.
Mr. Canonic in the back here.
Canonica.
The show?
What?
Yeah, I don't know if you read my blog, but what is it? Monday, I had a training yesterday that I had to give to a bunch of people. And Monday, I went in to make sure that the workstations were set up, and I had to work at a Windows XP workstation. And, man, the more I use that, the Windows interface, it is just so ugly and unintuitive.
Fisher Price.
And boring.
Some people actually like that shit.
Fisher Price. We have it set on the classic mode. So it looks like the old Windows 2000.
It's tolerable. That's why I have it on my desktop at work.
And it is horrible, clunky, and having a...
Yeah, but at least it runs in the classic mode. You put all the bells and whistles on it, and everything starts slowing down.
Like, I sit there...
I have to wait for the thing to spring from the side.
I can't understand not having virtual desktops. Even on OS X, I run a desktop manager for virtual desktops.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watch people having to go between four or five different applications on the same screen, it's painful.
But you can get virtual desktops as a third-party app on a Windows machine.
Oh, sure, and it runs kind of crappy, too, from my
experience. It's because everything runs kind of crappy.
Well, yeah, I don't like it on the Windows. And, you know, I go down there and I click on Firefox, and it takes like a second or two for the Firefox to come up front. And then I got to click on, you know, like NVU, and it takes a couple of seconds for that, and then OpenOffice.org, and then everything starts to slow down as more applications are running, and it's just... And you know, I'm in right in the middle of the training session yesterday, right? Monday, I had booted up this machine. I installed some new software. It took me about an hour and a half. I eventually get that message that says Windows installed updates. You need to reboot your computer.
Did you an hour and a half to install software on there?
It took a long time.
Holy crap, man.
I installed
all those reboots you got to do.
Well, I did the GIMP, all the GTK stuff. OpenOffice. And then just had to update the antivirus to the newest version. And then the Java to the newest version. Figure out why it wasn't running that well. So I'm halfway through the presentation yesterday, and what comes up on the window? Big Papa Windows says, Windows is done installing updates. You need to restart. Or you can press later and restart later. Ding. So you hit that
you have restart moved your later mouse. Button. Please restart.
The window keeps popping up like every half an hour or so. It keeps coming up telling you need to restart. And it comes up. You need to restart. And it comes up. It's horrible.
You have to throw it out the goddamn window, right?
Yeah, I wanted to throw it out the damn window.
Oh, man.
Reboots suck.
Well, boys and girls, it's time. As sad as an event as that is.
Yeah, it is.
This is the end
of the MP3.
Of show 96.
Screw it. Everybody, I've been ready. The Linux Late
Deck Show. Good night.
Good night, all BinRev people.
Any last words?
Good night, everyone.
Give me Linux.
Or give me death.
Give me something like Linux, but not like Windows.
And with that?
OS 10.
Yeah. No, I forget. You know, last week I was talking about those BSD,
yes.
And I forgot one. I forgot, and this is one that Dan gave me a long time ago. Free SBIE. You remember giving me a copy of that? Free SBIE. You gave it to me a long time ago. I haven't even looked at it since then, so I imagine it's a whole lot better. Because it ran like shit. But yeah, free BFD. So the list is this, right? It's free BSIE. These are all the new ones, right? Free BSIE.
PCBSD.
No, it's free SBIE. Excuse me. Free SBIE. PC.
BSD.
Is it PCBSD?
Yes, PCBSD.
Desktop BSD. NetBSD Office. And there's one I'm missing, isn't there? Maybe there isn't. Maybe that's it. But anyway, I think that's kind of exciting. Well, there's two ways to look at it. One, it's exciting because it sounds like someone's actually doing some real development in the BSD arena again. And oh, and by the way, FreeBSD version 6 is in beta now, I think. But anyway, it sounds like they're really doing a little development in the desktop area of BSD. BSD's always been a great operating system.
Let's wrap it up.
And
you can add it.
But
on
this
the
is kind of cool, man. It is. This stuff is going on the OG, right?
And it's on the MP3. You can tell
oh, it's on
the
MP3
show.
Too. All right. Well, I guess the
we'll cut it off.
We'll cut it
listen
off.
Listen to the OG for the extra content. MP3 people.
Something, something. But anyway, yeah. Check out the BSD. If you're doing Linux and you end up hitting a system with like low resources and kind of stuff like that, BSDs are still a little bit thinner yet. So
Damn Small works.
Give
them,
yeah. Give them a look. Give them a look. Damn Small is awesome.
Yeah,
too.
It's great.
Damn Small is real good. Love that stuff. That runs like
I like that.
Bad
from
eye
Blue out. Jack. Not a great show, but passable. Until next time. And with that, I'll play us out.
Crom.
Hi, this is Leo Laporte, and you're listening to the Linux Link Tech Show.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And on to this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
You cut it off, man.
What?
The
that
music,
was
the
that's awesome.
Do you want to hear music?
Bum, 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 bum. That's a great soundtrack, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Who's the composer? Poliaris or something like that?
I don't know.
Basil Poliaris. That's great. I love that, man.
You gotta watch it. You can only play 30 seconds of it.
I only have 19 of it going.
Okay. 30 seconds, because otherwise, you know, they'll be over here, the Conan guys.
That's good,
because
I only have 29 seconds of it.
Perfect. Conan guys will be over here going, no, 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 that's not fair use.
There's not a show that's been going by in the past couple of weeks that Conan hasn't been mentioned.
Really?
So I'm sure that, and I get a lot of stuff on that come into me about Conan, so I'm sure that this show is doing a little bit of something to promote Conan and sending some people out there to probably look for the comic books that are out and the new Robert E. Howard books.
Do you think
that are out.
Arnold will do another Conan after he's out of office?
No.
He's done? He's too old, right? I know he had heart problems.
I don't think it'll happen. In fact, they're talking about a new one.
Recast?
But, yeah, I don't think they're not going to have Arnold play.
How the hell can you recast Conan?
Conan.
No way, man. You can't. There is no... I'm sorry, but you know what? When Arnold doesn't do Conan anymore, there cannot be any more Conan movies. Just
speaking of OG, man, the OG downloads are moving up nicely, I noticed.
I told the people find out they can get the MP3 with the same thing on it.
You don't want to let the only people are going to hear that are the OG people, and I don't think they're going to go to MP3 after hearing the OG.
There's an awful lot of downloads coming from iTunes on Windows and Internet Explorer. On
it's okay,
Windows.
Man.
No, it's not. I think that sucks. But what do you
maybe, yeah, but maybe that's their starting point. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Wheel them in, man.
People are listening to us. If anything, I think we should probably put the iTunes things in the RSS so we actually can see what our show actually is.
What iTunes things in the RSS?
The
hell are you talking about, Alan?
iTunes extensions in the RSS feed.
They broke them.
Yeah, of course you break everything.
But then it won't validate.
Yeah, but then it'll show up in iTunes.
Mic's off. Good night, everybody.
You done?
It just shows up as unknown artist. They really don't know who we are.
Because they can't follow. Because iTunes, because Apple doesn't want to follow. I don't know. We don't have, that's right, that's not in XML. I don't know.
But if it's getting more listeners, we can make it.
Is this okay, Alan? Looks like a phone jack. Gone.
You know what?
The lemonation of the women.
The lemonation of the women.
Lamentation of the women. That's awesome.
See, there you go, Pat.
Is this the new version? I have the old one.
This is the...
Is this the bonus release? The special edition?
The collector's edition.
I don't have this one.
With Destroyer. There's only one of. There's only two of them.
You know what's a really?
You're nut? Talking about Red Sonja too, right?
You know what's another awesome theme song, man? You remember the movie Excalibur? The song that's in there. That's.
And the theme song the
Carmen,
Superman.
Carmen Burana. I have that CD, man. That's a great CD. I like classical music. I'm into a lot of different music. This is an awesome scene. Zamora.
Play it.
The conqueror.
The man who would someday be king by his own hand. One who would crush the snakes of the earth.
Snakes? Did you say snakes?
All in his mouth.
This is what Pat wants the sex scenes. Look at Arnold's Dingle Dong. Yeah. I pray to Krah, because he does not listen. Ah!
What good is he then?
What?
Yes, just as I've always said.
Yep.
He's strong.
Better wrap this up. I gotta get to bed myself with the AIDS. I've been ripping some nasty farts up here, too. Yes. Alan, did my wife bring that water in?
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah, can you hand that to me?
I never have my microphone turned on this early.
Ugh. NTP date, tick.usno.navy.mil.
What one is that one?
tick.usno.navy.mil. That's the Navy's Eastern Seaboard time server, one of them. The other one is tock.usno.navy.mil.
T-I-C?
What's that?
T-I-C-K.
T-I-C-K.usno.navy.mil.
Tick, tock, tick, tock.
Yeah, you can get tick or tock.
Tick, tock. Test.
Mil.
Test. Shh, Pat's here. Don't say anything.
That's it.
Everybody quiet. Shh.
All right. Here's how it sounds. Hold on. We'll play it back.
No, like, right in here, I feel there's a cooler spot. It's not. I don't feel, like, air moving or anything.
Back your
wrist. But I can feel it's, like, cooler right in here.
I think I actually feel it now.
Hey, you don't like it, I can shut it off.
Oh, no. I'd like to get a little cool spot right here.
Like I said, you got to turn off the air before.
What?
You gotta put it on 3 hours before.
I put it on about a half hour before. I forgot.
Actually, I feel it down here.
No, that's Alan's farting.
You got a cold, Dad?
Huh? Yeah, I got it. I got the AIDS this week.
The HIV?
I would have stayed home, but I'm already at home.
You got the HIV?
Well, you could have told us, man. We could have, you know, all met up at my house. Or...
Yeah, but, you know.
Met up at mine.
Met up at Alan's house. He's got an air conditioner right in his. He's got central air.
No, I don't have central air. But I've got a big air conditioner in the room.
He's got big air conditioners. I haven't got to sit over in his computer room yet, so.
I've got 8,000 BTUs in that room. gets cold real nice.
Who is it? Oh. You know, after you watch that first segment on North Pole 13,
yeah.
The rest of it's just...
Yeah, that's pretty insane, isn't it? That's his girlfriend, actually. That's the guy's girlfriend.
Wait, who?
Peter North.
Oh, thank you.
That's his real cool. girlfriend? Is he still alive?
Peter.
Or did he die of the HIV?
No,
did he
get the HIV? John Holmes died of the HIV.
I know. Okay, John Holmes died of the HIV.
Peter Court of Come North? No.
My brother thinks that guy's gay, but I guess not.
Does it matter?
I think I forgot all about that.
Not really.
I bet you they continue filming that scene and then the other guy jumped on his ass.
Oh,
that was for the other movie.
The gay one?
Yeah. And then they were all finished. Oh, does everybody get a copy now, too?
Well, you said you had one already, so.
What?
Canonics.
Yeah, I burned a copy off of the DVD.
Oh, we were looking for North Pole.
It's actually...
I thought it was North Pole, man.
You want me to make you a copy?
I thought he said he was going to give you the North Pole.
I have to try.
Not
and this will
North
run
Pole
right off it. Like, I can stop all this shit and run and put it right on.
Yep, check it out. It's actually very fast. It's KDE, but it's very quick KDE.
How much time do we have? I got...
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I've got 19 after.
Yeah, but you know what the sucky part is? If I stop this, then I stop the freaking chat log, too. Well, then again, nobody's done a damn thing in there since I joined, so what the hell?
I haven't seen anybody on the chat talking or anything.
So my laptop is slow, and it takes like 10 minutes to boot the damn thing. That's a problem.
Man, you got some freaking old discs here, Dan. What the heck is Red versus Blue disc 1 and 2?
Oh, dude,
you don't know what Red versus Blue is?
No,
that's hilarious.
Dude, put the Red versus Blue in the second CD-ROM drive. We'll pull some of that out.
It's really dusty. Otherwise,
I hope it works. I don't want to download
this
all
one.
Those
well, I think some of these are like fingerprints or something.
Pecker marks.
That one?
No.
Headprints.
Which one?
The second CD-ROM.
This one here.
The second one down. Yes. Should be empty,
there,
right?
There goes the show, sorry.
No beer this week.
Oh. We'll live.
I saw my first audience taping of War of the Worlds. It was crappy. It's a crappy movie for one. But it was like shot from like the front row, from like the lower left.
Oh, bootleg?
Yeah, it was a bootleg.
You can get all that shit off of BitTorrent now. But why would you want to?
A guy at work got it, and I was just like, I'd never seen an audience taping. Usually, once
bad.
You see a pretty, you know, pretty much better than that. This was terrible. He's like, well, it was free, so like, okay.
Nah, just wait and buy the damn video.
Yeah. You ever wonder why we're here?
It'll go, though.
It's one of life's great mysteries, isn't it?
It's the fault in
why are we here?
German. Speckens you Deutsch?
Product of
sure, why not?
Cosmic coincidence, or is there really a God watching everything? You know, with a plan for us and stuff.
Now you have to do that shit when you install
it
on your hard drive.
But it keeps me
you gotta say which one you want, yeah. Otherwise, you'll get everything in German.
Really?
What?
Well, the guy
why are we out here in this canyon?
There's gotta be one.
He flipped it off a knife.
Well, let's talk about God. Nothing.
You missed Red versus Blue.
You
want to
talk about it? No. You sure?
Yeah, he doesn't have a dickhead out of his ass.
Why are we out here? As far as I can tell, it's just a box canyon in the middle of nowhere. With no way in or out. Mm-hmm. The only reason that we set up a red base here is because because they have a blue base over there.
Oh,
and the only reason they have a blue base over there is because we have a red base here. Yeah, that's because we're fighting each other. No, no, but I mean, even if we were to pull out today and they were to come take our base...
You're getting it, Dell. You have it, Dell.
Dell.
Oh,
shit.
I guess
you
got to fiddle with it.
It's Pat's favorite application.
Skype?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's taking a long time to connect.
I tried on a different machine.
Yeah, check it out.
Hello. Welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message of up to 10 seconds. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello.
Baby.
Hello, hello. Testing.
Hello, hello, hello. Bloody hell.
Pat's gay. Oh,
baby.
Hello, hello. Testing.
Hello, hello, hello. Bloody hell.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you...
That was some funny shit.
I heard that.
It's not gonna make it on. It's not gonna make it on the Skype, but it'll make it on it. Oh God!
Pat's like, I heard that. Damn it!
Oh my! This. Oh, the cancer got me now too.
Little throat cancer there, Dan.
You'll all be dead by the end of the night.
Got to cut back on the chewing tobacco.
Yeah. Oh, that one bastard came in sick to work last week.
Gave it to everybody.
Yeah.
That's how it usually works.
Spending to work sucking dick or something.
Tastes so good, I can't stop.
I hear he likes Mexican food. That's why he moved to Lehigh Valley. All the cute little Hispanic guys walking around.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh. Hey, Chiquita.
I don't know about you, man. You ever watch those Spanish channels, man? They got some hot chicks on there. The Gucci mamas.
Yeah, but they're always big-breasted white women. The hell is with that?
With blonde hair.
Yeah.
That's a requirement of Mexican TV, I'm positive. That you cannot be a TV star in Mexico without having blonde hair and big tits. Which should be a...
Work some in, man.
I would say it should be a requirement up here, too.
I don't have a problem with
that. That's a quirk for me. What the hell?
Big tits.
I don't care.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
So when are we doing a remote from a CR Fannies over there in Wilson now?
You know, that would be like the ultimate tech show.
A remote from the Go-Go Bar. There's no cover, so we can all get in cheap.
Is there wireless?
I don't know if there's wireless or not.
There's a bar with access?
Is it a tip bar? Yeah, it's a bikini type one, but...
Oh, okay.
Pasty.
You know, about 800 feet down the road is my buddy's house, and he's got broadband, so we could get a really, really long Ethernet cable. And just drag a wire in with us.
It's time to get one of those can antennas and aimed at the bar.
Coffee can?
Yeah, there's the Pringle can ones.
Those are crappy. The coffee cans are better.
The ones they say are illegal.